Hi, this is Dr. Sadiq treating medical report. Patient first name is Yusuf, Y-U-S-U-F. Excuse me, first name is Y-U-S-U-F. Last name is R-A-S-U-L-O-V. Date of birth is 03-22-1954. Period examination date is 08-28-2023. Period. Next line. Chief complaint, colon patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of urinary incontinence. And he had recently diagnosed with urinary tract infection and wants to get urine culture done. Your next line, subject to colon. Patient stated that he has urinary frequency, especially in the nighttime, and he has an appointment with the urologist. Next line, patient also under treatment for urinary tract infection and a follow-up urine culture. Going to be done today. Period. Patient stated that he did not see any blood in the urine and does not have any burning urination. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, delusion, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, exposure to infections, allergies, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits, stool color, comma, urine correction. Next line. Tremors, comma, severe back pain, comma, or excessive weight gain. Period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypercholesterolemia, and he's on atorvastatin 10 mg once a day along with low fat diet. Period. Next line, patient has a history of hypertension, and he's on enalapril 2.5 mg. One tablet a day, along with metoprolol 25 mg, one tablet a day, if blood pressure is more than 140 or 90, along with low salt diet. The next line, patient also have a history of diabetes, and he's on glipizide 10 mg, one tablet a day, comma, metformin 1000 mg, one tablet twice a day, and Novolog FlexiPen according to the sliding scale, along with low carb diet. Your next line, patient also have a history of right leg lymphostasis, and he has seen a specialist, and they recommended that patient should use lymphatic compression device, and patient is not a surgical candidate. Period. Patient has swelling of the right leg for a few years, and he has difficulty walking. Period. Patient has not seen any wound, open wound or redness. Period. Next line. Family history not contributing. Period. Next line. Preventive care is reviewed and discussed. Period. Next line. Social history, patient lives with his wife, and he has a granddaughter who helps him 24/7. A period patient currently does not work, and he walks with a cane. Period patient could not do much lower body exercise due to chronic right leg swelling. Period, next line. Objective colon. HENT examination is unremarkable. Period. Next line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Period. Next line. Heart examination has normal first and second ultrasound without any murmur. Period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Period. Next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowel sounds active. Period. Next line. Genital examination reveals a chronic hydrocele and has seen a urologist, and it is his baseline. Period. Next line. Left leg and upper extremities are unremarkable. Period. Right leg has lymphedema, and it's double the size of the left leg. There is no redness or open wounds. Patient is able to walk with a cane. Period. neckline musculoskeletal examination is on a markable period. Next patient. It's Kulwant, Kulwant, last name is Hundal, Hundal. Date of birth is 12-01-1942. Period examination date is 09-19-2023. Period neckline, chief complaint, colon patient came today. There's a follow-up after laboratory test and spine CT scan. Period neckline, subject to colon. The patient has high triglyceride and is advised on low-fat diet. Patient is seen by cardiologist and he does not have any chest pain. Period neckline. The CT scan of the cervical spine is discussed with the patient in detail, and he has cervical spinal stenosis at two levels, and patient stated that he has no symptoms, does not have any neck stiffness, and there is no pain relating to the upper extremities, and he does stretching exercise every day without any pain. See the next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, weakness of the upper extremities or tremors. Here, next line. Objective colon, heart examination, has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Here, next line, lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Here, next line. Abdomen is soft without any tenderness. Here, next line, extremities are unremarkable. Here, next line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance and hand grips are bilaterally equal. Period. Cervical spine examination reveals no stiffness of the soft tissues and range of movement is unremarkable. Period. Next patient is Amarjit, Amarjit, last name Hundal, Hundal. Date of birth is 05-25-1941. Period examination date is 09-19-2023. Period next line, chief complaint, colon. Patient came today for annual physical exam and also complaining of correction and also complaining of high blood pressure at him at home and follow for abnormal lab reports. Period. Next line. Subject to colon, patient stated that lately her blood pressure has been high and systolic blood pressure is up to 172 with normal diastolic and heart rate. Period. Patient stated that she had excessive amount of salt in the food for last few days, but she had no chest pain or shortness of breath. Period. Next line. Patient came today as a follow-up after laboratory test, and she has minimally elevated creatinine in the blood, and also his LDL cholesterol was elevated. Patient is advised on low-fat diet. Period. Next line. Review of system, colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, cough, comma, fever, comma, chills, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, change in the bowel habits of stool color, comma, urinary or bowel incontinence, comma, leg swelling or calf swelling, comma, tremors, comma, focal weakness of the upper lower extremities, comma, severe back pain or rashes. Here, next line. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, and she is on atenolol, 25 milligram, one tablet, twice a day. A correction, one tablet once a day, and hydralazine, 25 milligram. One tablet once a day, along with low-salt diet. Your next line. Patient also has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's on atorvastatin 10 mg once a day, along with low-fat diet. Your next line. Patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and he's also on correction, and she's also on omega-3 fatty acids, 1,000 mg twice a day. Your next line. Past medical history of hypertension, otherwise unremarkable. Your next line, family history not contributory. Your next line, preventive care is reviewed and discussed in detail. Your next line, social history, patient is married, lives with her husband, She currently does not work, but she does 1.5 to 2 hours of exercise every day. Pediatric patient has 2 adult children. Pediatric line patient never smoked cigarette or drank alcohol, no history of illicit drug use. Otherwise, very active. Pediatric line objective colon. HEENT examination is unremarkable. Pediatric line. Neck is supple without any thyroid enlargement. Pediatric line. Heart examination has normal heart sounds without any murmur. Pediatric line lungs are clear bilaterally without any wheezing. Pediatric line abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Pediatric line. Chest is symmetrical without any lymph node enlargement. Pediatric line abdomen is soft without any tenderness and bowels are active. Pediatric line extremities has no calf tenderness or edema or tremors. Pediatric line. Neurological examination is intact and patient is able to ambulate without any assistance. Pediatric line. Musculoskeletal examination is unremarkable period. End of dictation.